If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer with Sheikh Javid according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, is it, Friday prayer obligatory? Because we know that there are different kinds of congregational prayer that we have, like Fitr, for example,
yeah.
In addition to the daily prayer, right?
Yes.
All of them can be held in congregation or individually,
yeah.
Basically. But what about the Friday prayer? Is it obligatory?
We live in the age of occultation, and in this period and in this era, the imam is invisible to our eyes, you mm-hmm. know, he is in occultation. And in this time around, of course, the Friday prayer is not, they use the term takhiri. I don't want to say that it's not obligatory.
Mm-hmm.
We are free to choose between Friday prayer and Zuhr prayer, okay? And the term used by the religious scholars is the word takhiri, which means that you can opt for either the Dhuhr prayer or the Friday prayer. But of course, there is more reward, there is greater sawab in attending the Friday prayer. And takhiri means that if you offer the Friday prayer, it's not necessary for you to perform the Dhuhr prayer. So the Friday prayer actually is enough. It is sufficient for the Dhuhr prayer. And that's what we must understand. A lot of our audience do not understand the word, and the technical term, takhiri. And they think that wajib, the Friday prayer is like Dhuhr prayer. It is obligatory and it's mandatory. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. We can choose to offer either Friday prayer or Zuhr prayer, but obviously Friday prayer is more recommended and we will gain more sawab. And of course, if the conditions which are stated in the risala of the religious authorities are fulfilled, then it will be sufficient for the Dhuhr prayer. There are certain conditions, inshallah, if we make time, we will discuss those conditions. For example, one of the conditions is that it should be the Friday prayer should be offered on time. You know,
mm-hmm.
the time is limited. You cannot delay it. You cannot mm-hmm. delay it. For example, if it's delayed more than 1 hour or more than 45 minutes, you see, then as a measure of precaution, it's necessary for the mu'mineen to repeat the Zuhr prayer, and Friday prayer will not be sufficient if it's delayed. You know, if it's delayed. And of course, there are other conditions. For example, if you are offering prayers, Friday prayer, there should not be another Friday prayer going on in the vicinity or mm-hmm. in the neighborhood.
Yes.
So there should
that
be.
That is one of the questions I'd just like to ask you,
sure.
about the distance between one Friday prayer and another. So
good.
What is the distance, in fact?
The distance that must be observed and must be taken into consideration between one Friday prayer and
yes.
another Friday prayer is one farsakh. That's the Arabic measurement, and that's the Islamic term used by the religious authorities. Well, one farsakh is equal to 4.5 kilometers, okay? 4.5 kilometers. Now, we have to see whether another Friday prayer is in the neighborhood is going on or being held or not. And if there is another Friday prayer nearby within the distance of 4.5 kilometers, we cannot hold another Friday prayers. So as long as you do not know that there is another Friday prayer, you can obviously hold the Friday prayer and there will be no objection to you.
But most of the cities are now larger than this amount.
Yes, of course.
It?
If you measure or, let's say, calculate the distance between one end of the city or one part of the city and another part of the same city, you will see that there are 10 kilometers. You know, the distance between one part of the city and another part is more than one farsakh, more than 10 kilometers. And it's very much possible that there could be two or three Friday prayers in the same city, mm-hmm. because it will be easier for mu'mineen, for the believers, to attend the Friday prayers and gain the sawab
right.
of attending the Friday prayer. And of course, there are other conditions which, inshallah, we will discuss them in.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and discussing and continuing our topic and the episode on the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer in general and Friday prayer in particular with Sheikh Javed, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, if there are two ways, in fact, or two, let's say, roads
good.
Leading to a mosque, which distance or which road should be taken into consideration when it comes to calculating the distance between one prayer, Friday prayer, and the other one?
Yes, you're very much right when it comes to the Friday prayer. We should, there could be many ways, there could be many roads or lanes going, leading to the mosque. So, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, we should consider the road which is most frequently used
mm-hmm.
as the criterion for measuring the distance between one Friday prayer and another. So if there is one shorter way, but it's, less often used, or it's more, it is probably not used very often by people, that's not the criterion. So that road which we usually use for frequenting, going back and forth, of course, that has to be taken into consideration when measuring the distance between one Friday prayer and another.
When you're talking about frequenting a road which is the most, for example, popular road in the society, it might be different from an individual's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one individual's home is closer to one, for example, Friday prayer or congregation because the house or his house, in fact, is in the vicinity of that Friday prayer. So, which is obviously different from the social popularity with the other road.
Yes.
So, which one of them should be taken by that individual then?
Well, in that case, it becomes very difficult because, it's not my understanding, but this is based on the fatwa of His Eminence,
mm-hmm.
that he should take into consideration the road. That is most often used by people, mm-hmm. by vehicles, by people, by buses,
right.
and that's very important.
Okay.
And if this condition is not fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
then it is necessary to make sure to join the prayer which is held earlier
right.
and sooner than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The prayer which is held earlier is valid, and the prayer which is held later and next is invalid.
Okay.
If the distance is less than one farsakh or less than 4.5 kilometers,
okay.
So that prayer which is held first is valid.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for your nice elaboration of the rules of law and the Islamic laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei, about the Friday prayer leader and Friday prayer congregation. Thank you very much, my dear audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. So please remember us in your duas too. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun rahimun mannanun kareemun salamun alimun man jaa ilaha illahu ghaffarun jameelun wahhabun latifun tawwabun samiun basir ilaha محيي مميت الأبطال.